This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
هذه يسن فيها الاكثار من الصلاة على سيدي ومولاي رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه من كل عمل صالح. This night of Jumu'ah is a blessed night. It's a night filled with barakah. It's a night where you are encouraged to increase your salah upon the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام and all the deeds. And adding to that is one of the nights of the 10 first days of the Hijjah. So it has two blessings to it, the night of Jumu'ah and the night, one of the nights of the first 10 days of the Hijjah. It was definitely a very blessed night. يروي الإمام مسلم في صحيحه عن صفوان بن عبد الله بن صفوان وكانت تحته ابنة أبي الدرداء قال. So the hadith tonight is in the collection of Imam Muslim, narrated to us by one of the tabi'een, and his name is Safwan ibn Abdullah ibn Safwan, and his father was a sahabi, and he's a tabi'i, and he was married to the daughter of Abu Darda, al-sahabi, the known sahabi radiallahu anhu. And Abu Darda, as you know, he's special to me specifically because he lived, he was the first scholar of the Sahaba to go to Damascus, and the first minbar was built for him, and the first khutbah in Damascus was given by him. So he has a little bit of a soft spot for people who come from that part of the world. So and he was someone who was kind of maqsuda. I mean, people would come specifically, they would leave their countries and go to visit Abu Darda to learn from him, because he was a very knowledgeable Sahabi. He was a Sahaba who spent most of his time just learning from the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. His hajjah to dunya was very little. He lived and he came into this world and left it with very little, radiallahu anhu. And the stories regarding that are quite well known and quite well documented. And Safwan, who was his son-in-law basically, قَدِمْتُ الشَّامَ فأتيت بيت أبي الدرداء فلم أجده. أتيت بيت أبي الدرداء فلم أجده. I came to the house of Abu Darda when I came to Damascus to visit, and I came, and he wasn't. فوجدت أم الدرداء, and I found his wife. فقالت لي, أتريد الحج هذا العام? Do you want to perform Hajj this year? And of course, we're still in the theme of Hajj, and we'll continue to the theme of Hajj until next week, until it's Eid. And I'll let you know about the Eid timing. It's always going to be one salah in the bigger Western university field, but we'll figure out. I'll give you the details once I have them. I don't have them yet. And I think Abu Ali is the one who's going to know, so he'll let me know. They asked, do you want to perform Hajj this year? فَقُلْتُ نَعَمْ فَقَالَتْ لِي I said yes. فَقَالَتْ لِي أُدْعُ اللَّهَ لِي Make dua for me. فَإِنَّ النَّبِيَّ صلى الله عليه وسلم قال, because the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام قال, دعوة المرء المسلم لأخيه بظهر الغيب دعوة مستجابة لها ملك موكل بها إذا دعا المرء المسلم قال آمين ولك بمثل. So she said, I heard the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام say that the dua that is made by a Muslim for their Muslim brothers and sisters بالغيب, meaning without telling them or without doing it in front of them, meaning they're doing it in بالغيب, it's unseen, meaning you're making your sujood or after your salah, you make dua for fulan, to somebody that you know, a friend of yours or a relative or a family member, that may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increase them or help them or guide them. And you don't go and say, by the way, today I made, it's three times now, so tomorrow will be. It's just you're doing it as something that's for their sake. And even if you do that, it's okay, because it does increase love. But I mean, the idea here is not to pull a favor every time, it's just for the sake of Allah. That there's a malak, there's one of the angels that his job is to just sit around, and whenever you make dua for someone that's not yourself, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sees this to be an extremely selfless act. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sees that this is a very selfless act of you. You're speaking to Allah, you can ask for anything, and you're going to take a moment, and instead of asking for yourself, you're going to ask for somebody else. So as simple as it is, like for us, let's say, what is it, a couple of seconds, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sees this to be extremely selfless and very beautiful. And he has a specific angel's job is just to wait for someone to do it. And then that angel says, Ameen, to whatever you said. And says, Ya Allah, grant him exactly what he's asking for his brother. I mean, whatever good things he's asked for that person, Ya Rab, grant him the equivalent of it within his story, within his life. So the concept obviously is extremely beautiful. So Umm al-Darda had heard this from the Prophet ﷺ. So she's telling her son-in-law, he has a right nice hamaya, mashallah, Safwan. So his hamaya told him, go for your hajj and make dua for me. Because the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام said this. فقلت نعم. I said yes. ثم خرجت إلى السوق. I left the house, I was looking. فلقيت أبا الدرداء. And I found Abu Darda somewhere in the market. فأخبرني مثل ما أخبرتني. And he told me the exact same thing his wife did. وروى ذلك عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. And he narrated the hadith to the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام. He told me exactly what my mother-in-law told me, and he narrated it to the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام as well, that he had heard this from the Prophet. Make dua for me. And this is just to encourage you, not to just to do it for other people, but if you know someone who's going to Hajj, yes, it's okay. Give them a little bit of a nudge. That it's a beautiful part of our community, of our communal existence, that we make dua for one another as well. Even spiritually, we'll take a moment out of our lives for each other. Even spiritually. And that's a big deal. Because it's one thing to financially put your wealth to support community members and help people who are in need. And that's what you do with Adha, and you give your zakah and you give your sadaqah. But also to do it something a little bit more spiritual, where you actually make dua for them to ask for it. Abu Dawood and At-Tirmidhi, they have a hadith. And the hadith, بِسَنَدُهُ فِيهِ مَقَالٍ, meaning there's some controversy on the authenticity of the hadith. One of my shiukh had spent, done his master's dissertation just in تَحْقِيقَ هَذَا الْحَدِيثِ, and he خَلُصَ إِلَى حُسْنِهِ لِغَيْرِهِ, and he came to the conclusion that that is a reasonable chain of narration based on other narrations. So he was comfortable narrating it, so I'm also comfortable narrating it as well. And it's narrated by Abu Dawood and Tirmidhi, and Umar al-Khattab came to the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام, يقول أتيت النبي فاستأذنته لعمره. I came to the Prophet ﷺ and said, I want to go perform Umrah. This is obviously within the last 2 or 3 years of his life. Say, I want to go perform Umrah. I'm going to leave Medina. They would not leave Medina without taking the permission of the Prophet ﷺ. They wouldn't leave. They had to go ask him first. Is okay if I go? I said, دَنْتُهُ لِعُمْرَةَ فَأَذِنَ لِي وَقَالَ. He said, yes, go ahead. And then he said, لَا تَنْسَنِي مِنْ دُعَائِكَ يَا أُخِي. Don't forget me in a dua, O brother of mine. يَقُولُ وَاللَّهِ هَذِهِ الْكَلِمَةِ عِنْدِي بِالدُّنْيَا. مَا أُرِيدُ بِهَا الدُّنْيَا. This word that he told me, alayhi salatu wasalam, I would not want the whole dunya and not have that word from him. Where he told me, oh my brother, don't forget me in your dua. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It's a beautiful concept, and I think it's worth remembering. Make dua for those who are going to Hajj. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant them the memory to make dua for us when they have gone to Hajj, and we will be in their dua, and inshallah we'll benefit from that, and they'll benefit from that, inshallah ta'ala. And inshallah we will all be granted the chance to perform Hajj, inshallah, as a group. يروي الإمام مسلم في صحيحه عن صفوان بن عبد الله بن صفوان وكان تحته ابنة أبي الدرداء قال قدمت الشام فأتيت بيت أبي الدرداء فلم أجده وجدت أم الدرداء فقالت لي أتريد الحج هذا العام فقلت نعم فقالت أدعو الله لي فإني سمعت النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول دعوة المرء المسلم لأخيه بظهر الغيب دعوة مستجابة لها ملك موكل بها إذا دعا المرء لأخيه قال الملك الموكل آمين ولك بمثل فقلت نعم فخرجت إلى السوق فلقيت أبا الدرداء فأخبرني مثل ما أخبرتني وروى ذلك عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم صدق رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا وحبيبنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه